For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Tuesday morning to everyone out there. Good morning. I know some of you are already in carpools as I've been talking to some of the moms. Man, does school start early, huh? So, man, just, you know, you're in carpool, you're coming back from carpool or having the coffee with a mom you haven't seen all summer. Just enjoy these broadcasts because I'm bringing a new teaching to you. And it's from personal experience of walking some uncharted territory that God is having us walk. It's exciting, but man, I'm so clinging to the vine. But isn't that the way we should be? And I'm calling this, Great is Thy Faithfulness. My dear friend, many years ago, did a teaching on this. And I don't remember if she pulled from Abraham's life as I'm doing. But I love that line because I remember watching God be very faithful to her. And she literally, as she built a new home, had a scripture like in the cement. Great is, makes me cry. Great is thy faithfulness. Lamentations 3:23. On the threshold of their door, of their new home, as you walk over the threshold. Isn't that neat? Man, let me just take a little side trail. Isn't that a neat thing to do? I hope she's listening to the broadcast today because this is dedicated to her. And God has been so faithful to all of us. But I remember being very impressed as I watched her put that inscription of that scripture in cement over the threshold of their new home. I want to say to you, my brethren, great is thy faithfulness to you, morning by morning. Amen. Well, I'm in Genesis chapter 12, and I want to talk about Abraham. Three things he did as he walked uncharted territory. And also remember, we're going to be doing the Book of Ephesians in September. You've got to register for those. They are free, but I need your registration because I make notes for you. And we also have cameras coming. I want to turn these into DVDs. And our photographers will need to find out how many are in the audience and position the cameras. So September 9, 16, 23, you come. We'll be using the Sanctuary Victory Fellowship Church right here in Metairie. Genesis 12, 1 through 3. Now the Lord said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I'll show you. Verse 2. I'll make you a great nation. I'll bless you, and I'll make your name great, and you will be a blessing. Verse 3, I'll bless those who bless you, and I'll curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. This, my brethren, was the beginning of the Abrahamic covenant, God's covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's also called an everlasting covenant out of the book of Psalms, Psalm 105. Now, Abraham, I want you to picture this. Here he is now. God says, I want you to come out of your land. You know, he was in like Ur, this major city in the Persian Gulf, and it was like a whacked out idolatrous city. God calls him out. Sound familiar? He calls us out of the whacked life of being unsaved. Thank you, Jesus, he calls us to be saved. Abram obeys, right? Yet it says he went to a place he didn't know where he was going. He goes out of obedience. Now, our first bullet, Genesis 12:4, Abram departs as the Lord had spoken to him. Number one, Abram set his heart to obey the Lord as the Lord spoke to him. More tomorrow on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.